fucking shenanigans, bitches.
I'm not drunk yet.
You never get drunk. Are. Fuck you.
Wow.
I've had like two drinks and you're talking.
I'm on my way.
To fucking flush was at the perfect fucking time.
I dig it.
Is it already gone?
If you can't tell, when it bears.
About three quarters gone. It's cold.
So, it's Monday.
It is.
Excuse me.
Which means Monday Madness.
Definitely not Sunday.
I'm depressed again.
Well, yeah, because we record on the days we upload.
Definitely on the spot. We were so busy last week, nobody uploaded anything.
God, I wonder who our producer is. Sucks at uploading.
Some fucking
our fucking producer is really slow.
Really, really is, and I apologize.
Yeah.
So, what are we playing today?
We're playing
Monday Madness.
Almost. Who can get liver failure faster? And I'm winning.
If I stab my liver, does it count?
No.
No. That is technically liver failure.
It well, is, but not the kind we're talking about.
Yeah, you didn't say terms and conditions. You
just the liver can regrow itself. It cannot recover from alcoholism.
Yeah, that's true.
If I cut it out, it's not going to regrow.
Alright, let's see, you can be like Jeff Hanneman. The best.
Wait.
Who?
He was the guitarist for Slayer, and then he died of liver failure.
I was...
Liver failure. He died of liver failure.
What about Lemmy?
He had
everything.
Loads of fucking pre-existing
everything
shit.
Everything failed at once.
Look, I don't think anybody but you two know what the fuck you're talking about.
Lemmy Kilmister, God. Himself.
Wow, you just said a last name and that adds so much detail. Like,
he's the lead singer and bassist.
No, I knew that. You said his last name. I definitely understood.
His name was Kilmister. Shut the fuck up.
Okay. Let's just compliment your shirt right now. It says pull up, not out. Talking about pull ups.
Hashtag bro science, you know. Thank you.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Is that what that's from?
Yeah.
Have you ever even had a chance to go in so that you can't pull out?
No.
No?
No.
Well, I guess you're not pulling out still.
Which is why I pull up, you know?
He's just going to focus mainly on pull-ups. Yeah. Like his entire life.
I like that the head of the ripped bodybuilder is definitely a penis. And is, what are these called, traps?
Oh my god, I just
the
fucking
balls.
Noticed that too.
Yeah, you definitely have a penis like centered on your chest right now.
And yeah, that's one thing you definitely can't wear around here. Without someone getting offended.
I'm offended.
I walked out of my room.
I'm not offended.
Not even the jacket, just the shirt, and someone got offended by it.
I'm not...
Bro, I told him to quit being a bitch.
I'm offended by your shirt, but not because it says not out. It's the pull-up part that really gets me. Pull-ups are hard.
Because you can't do pull-ups?
No, I can do like three.
Can you do a muscle-up?
What the fuck? No. You have to have muscle to do a muscle.
Fair point.
I need muscles.
So, I don't like string cheese. I don't know what you want from me.
I like string cheese.
That was fucking
I like string cheese along with my snack packs and my Lunchables.
Actually, I can go for some Lunchables.
Lunchables.
Too. God, I've had those forever.
Make your ass clap with this healthy snack.
Say it out loud for the whole class to hear.
Did you not hear that song? It was an ad. It says the N-word, so we can't play it.
You!
With an A at the end.
So we're all...
Yeah, we still can't say that.
No, we can, but the ad can. But I don't
can't play the ad because, yeah. Looking.
Fair use, but I don't...
Yeah, true.
Anyway.
I don't know.
It's all Lunchables, N-word, $5 a pack. Make your ass clap with that healthy snack. It goes on.
Lunchables aren't healthy.
Fuck you.
It was in grade school, okay? It was either that or the fucking slabs of whatever they put on that tray.
Bro, you remember
that? Or if you didn't have the money, you got a hamburger bun with a slab of peanut butter in the middle.
Dude, you know how privileged I feel by being homeschooled? Like, I didn't have any friends, but...
Bet you had a crush on your teacher, didn't you?
No. I could get up whenever I wanted. I would do my school. I'd get off whenever I wanted. As long as I finished, right?
So you were a no-schooler.
Then I... No,
am I the only one that caught that?
I was an A-plus student.
He gets off.
Of course you were an A-plus student.
Finished.
No, I had exams and shit at the end of the semester.
Uh-huh.
Like, public exams.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was above average in everything. Thank you. Shut the fuck up.
Did you ever write a novel?
Very sensitive.
You were above average because they gave you like two grades lower as far as the final exams go?
No, I always took two grades above, actually. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, homeschooling is weird.
It is.
Actually, I was homeschooled for like, well, and charters.
I was homeschooled for 12th grade because moving, military.
So you have a choice. You either take your exams at the end, or you go to a like an assessment person who assesses all your work and your grades, and they talk to you and make sure you actually did the fucking work.
Yep. Or you could just Google the answer.
They would talk to you. Like, you'd have to like actually know what you're talking about most of the time.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And then you'd still have to take like tests and shit.
Yeah. My final test was it literature? You actually had to write a novel.
I didn't have to write a novel. I never had to do anything that far.
It was actually pretty good. It was a mix between Dog Soldiers and one of the vampire movies. The one with...
So you wrote Twilight G-Force, but with dogs instead of hamsters.
No.
He wrote Twilight G-Force.
No.
You guys ever seen G-Force with the little hamsters?
Yeah,
they're guinea pigs.
Whatever.
No. The
movie was trash.
Dog Soldiers, that was about... Werewolves.
Werewolves.
Yes. It's a B.
So you literally.
It was a B-rated film. It was all British production, like British.
So you wrote Twilight, but from a male perspective.
No.
That's what I'm hearing.
No.
Did you write that the vampires glow in the sunlight?
No.
They didn't glow. They sparkled.
Yeah.
Oh, you would know, you fucking loser.
Get it right, dude. I had to sit through an entire marathon with this one chick I dated when the last Twilight came out. They played all the fucking movies.
I would
delete up to that. Bro.
I think I would have to leave the
theater. I was drunk the entire time.
I don't blame you.
On that note, though, you unlocked a memory for me. I did write a story about a gingerbread man.
Was it?
Not the gumdrop buttons!
He was like the protagonist.
The Muffin Man!
I can't remember who was like the villain, but like...
Lord Farquaad.
Was like captured and like tortured and like fucking...
Was he a small man
that
wears
red? Help other gingerbread people escape? Like, it was fucking crazy.
What's with kids and writing books that are just absolutely definitely based on movies that already...
Bro, he just pretty much said he wrote a book...
About
there was Schindler's List, but with gingerbread people.
Yeah, probably. I was like six.
Six writing about Nazi bakers.
Yeah,
bro, that's.
I'm pretty sure it was a witch.
We should make
an animated movie about that.
I'm pretty sure it was like a twist between a. It was probably like something to do with Hansel and Gretel, but like.
And also
the gingerbread man was obviously the protagonist.
Okay, the... Look,
I'm going to pop this before we continue.
Okay, the brothers Grimm Hansel and Gretel or the happy-go-lucky G-rated Hansel and Gretel?
I was six, but demented, so, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, that still doesn't answer my question.
It was bloody.
Okay, so brothers Grimm.
Bloody? Did you make a picture book?
No.
Yo, I made a picture book one time. It was called Stickman Sam versus the Giant Angry Rat. It's pretty fucking lame.
It sounds like a Newgrounds video game. Y'all remember Newgrounds?
Yeah, that shit was fun.
Oh my god, before YouTube blew up.
Oh my god.
That was where like people would share like videos like their own animations and shit. Star Wars rap.
What?
I swear to god, it was like a trilogy of the Star Wars characters, the original Star Wars characters, and they're just rapping. It's funny as fuck.
I dig it.
And then Metal Gear Solid 3, crap battle. I'll have to show you afterwards. It was fucking hilarious.
That
I thought about that earlier.
In my mouth.
Anybody else read any stories? Like good ones? Not. Like,
let's see.
You can't even write now. So shut the
I
fuck
actually
up.
Had a. Yeah, your handwriting. I'm pretty sure I've had kindergartners that have better handwriting than you, and they don't even know the fucking ABCs.
Stevie Wonder has better handwriting.
That's pretty sure Helen Keller had better handwriting.
My retarded little brother can write better than you.
That's because I mix print with cursive, and I just don't do
and
it.
Hey,
nobody uses cursive anymore, though. That's isn't
smart,
that the weirdest fucking thing?
So let's see.
Yeah.
Like, I had to learn that shit in...
My mom does.
Elementary school.
Yeah, I learned it, too.
And get to middle school, and they look at my signature, and they're like, what the fuck is that?
Just write your name.
Like,
that's not a signature.
They're like, I told them it was cursive. They're like, we don't use cursive. I'm like, then why the fuck did I have to go through all that? Now my... Fucking signature is just an R and script.
Cursive
mine
was
mine is a C.
Grade.
It's a C. Lines. to an N, then an I, lines, and then two lines in between for the T's. That's it.
Yeah. Sometimes I have my...
Like, literally, everybody's like, did you just, like, scribble up and down? I'm like, yeah, pretty much.
Sometimes my signature looks like the heart rate monitor. Fucking beep! Beep!
My dad's is literally a giant L and an I, and that's it.
My dad's is his name in the smallest print physically possible, so it doesn't look like print, and then a circle around it. But not like a circle, it's like a squiggly circle. It looks really good. It sounds super stupid.
My dad's looks pretty good, too, and he's just like he does it right, and I'm like, is it your whole name there? He's like, yeah, it's all there. You're like, he can point it out to you. But...
Yeah, he's like, it's all there. You pull up a microscope. Oh, there it is.
Let me just check out my $300 microscope and just...
Oh, look, it's right below the E. coli colony right there. How they got on the paper, I don't know, but don't ask questions.
It never matters. Nobody ever checks. Be like, oh, this isn't his signature.
No, yeah, this isn't right. This isn't... Although, I did go to one place. I think I was getting a new card, and I signed it, and it was one of those, like, weird e-reader ones where they make you sign with your finger, and then it's got the smoothing on it, so
and
that,
it's
like...
It's just... worse than his fucking handwriting.
Yeah, and I'm like this, and I'm like, does that work? They're like, well, it actually has to, you know, look like your signature. I'm like, what? How do you know what my signature looks like?
Bro, I had to do that with my P.O. box the other day because I had to renew it, and same thing, the stylus is all fucky, so I'm having to, like, try to write it, and it's just, like, glitching out throughout the entire thing, so it looked like I was trying to send Morse code. And then I checked my P.O. box earlier because I was expecting a birthday card from my parents, but with the storm, it probably delayed.
Yeah, definitely a storm. They definitely had
to but I got.
It's not that they forgot about your birthday.
No, I wouldn't care one way or another. But
they definitely forgot.
I would. I'd be very heartbroken. But
his mom and dad forgot about his birthday.
I think
they were just.
At least your mom and dad's anniversary isn't on your birthday. Your stepmom and dad.
I don't have a stepmom.
I do. That was the point there.
My first license.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I'm sorry.
No, my first license, they had the broken fucking machine, and I don't think it was broken, but it glitched at the end.
Yeah.
When I put save. So, like, they didn't let me see it. When I got my actual license, it was so shitty. Like, I had to, like, live with it, too. Like, I couldn't, like, take it back, right? Because the fucking machine glitched and just, like, separated it somehow. So I had this fucking terrible fucking signature that I had to just deal with.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, mine looks like I have a stroke, like, mid-penmanship.
You did. Yeah.
Yeah, that shit don't expire till 2056, though.
56?
Yeah.
What state are you from?
What the
Arizona,
fuck?
Baby?
That adds up. That
mine was 26.
Dude, my tags don't expire until 2026.
That's pretty cool. I can only do it 3 years in Florida.
And I don't have to get a Texas license, thank God.
Well, yeah, none of us do. Because we're active duty.
Yeah. And I forgot who it was. Someone was saying that I had to get a state... It was back at Campbell. They were saying that I had to get a Tennessee license. I told them no. Because I'm active duty, and I can pretty much represent my home state.
Yeah.
And this bitch got into an argument for like 30 minutes, and then the manager, who was a retired first sergeant, I think, came up. He was like, oh yeah, he's fine.
That's a good segue question. What stupid arguments have you guys gotten in that? You definitely didn't have to argue, but you just decided to argue. We know.
Dude.
Pretty much every conversation you have.
Dude, no. No.
Exhibit it. You're arguing with me right now.
No, I was just saying, no, I got a stupider argument.
So, I mean, there's a lot of shit that I used to deal with a lot, like, in the Crescent City, Winn-Dixie. Yeah, if you're listening, go take a shit right by the door.
I fucking stroked out when you said Winn-Dixie.
Yeah, Winn-Dixie.
Those things are, like, myth now.
Dude, I manage the back of a Winn-Dixie, right? The grocery aisle, the fucking frozen, the dairy, like, all the shit. At 18. So I had to deal with the dumbest motherfucking people in the world.
Well, yeah, it's a Winn-Dixie, dude.
Yeah, no, it's terrible.
So you're telling me that's like the grocery store crackheads and, you know, moms that
dude,
are
my home
pounds and
dude,
like their kids.
They were around before Walmart became supercenters. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, remember Piggly Wiggly?
Oh my god!
I'm pretty sure they were before that.
Hey,
fucking what?
Fort Campbell still has one right outside.
Do they?
Yeah, dude, it is the nicest one.
I saw one in Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah. Louisiana's got some too. Fuck.
Never seen one in Florida though.
The South will rise again.
Oh god.
No, you won't.
No, my hometown is so bad with meth that they put a fucking a rehab center literally next door.
Nice.
Me and my me and my buddies at the stock we used to take all the like eggs and all the bad eggs, milk and fucking fish. We take it to
the
dumpsters.
You were fucking fish?
No, the dead fish.
Oh yeah, you never.
You were fucking dead fish?
Yeah.
That one.
So there was a fucking like a little tiny fucking creek right between the fucking stores.
A what?
A creek.
A creek?
A creek?
A creek? God, your home's
motherfucker, I'm from Georgia and I say creek.
A crick?
There's two E's in that. What do you say? Crid instead of creed?
I don't know. Ohio.
What?
Ohio, it's northern.
A crick?
I'm more northern.
No, a
crick.
Like a.
No, you're not.
I was grew up in the South, but.
It's
like,
on the same line. It's on
north.
The same fucking line.
No, motherfucker. Crick would be spelled C R I C K, right? That's
yeah.
A crick.
Or a crick.
It's a crick.
Crike.
Crikey.
Anyways, there was a creek in the walls. No, see, that doesn't make any sense.
All right, crick, fuck.
It's a creek.
So there was a crick.
Stop. No.
Shut up. Stop it. Say it right.
It's a creek.
We used to take the dead, like, the eggs and the milk and the fish and see how far we could throw them above, like, because they had a fucking, they had a wall there. They had a fence. We used to throw them over the fucking fence at the fucking rehab center.
You are a terrible human being. That's why my sister got arrested.
Really?
For meth, not for throwing eggs.
Oh, nice.
Is that a common thing that I missed?
Like, wait, what?
I mean, shit, me and my friends just redid the Jackass stunts. Not all of them, but...
Unfortunately. I can't wait for that movie to come out.
The buzzards at that fucking place. The fucking buzzards.
I wonder why, because you were throwing fish at them.
I'm pretty sure it came out.
What, Jackass?
Yeah, the new one.
No, it doesn't come. It did come out.
It did.
It came
out
February.
The other day.
I forgot.
Y'all have fun with it.
You're not gonna
came
watch
out
2 it?
Days ago.
No.
What?
No.
Too much penis for you?
No. It's never enough penis. What? No, I don't know. I was rewatching Jackass 2, and I didn't find it funny anymore.
Oh no, he's matured in his old age.
No.
This was like a few months ago.
He doesn't like penis jokes anymore.
It's too much, not mature enough for me. My back.
Hey, fuck you.
My back. Yeah, I got back problems too.
My back is tight as a
mug.
What the fuck?
Oh, who's not allowed on the carpet now?
Hey, I'm not on the carpet, motherfucker.
God damn, motherfucking piece of fucking dog shit.
Hey, it got in my Crocs. It's okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you tuning in, this bastard just spilled.
Don't talk to him like that. It's weird.
A Yingling all over the fucking carpet. And it got on my socks and my Vans.
I'm sorry.
You asshole.
Suck it out of your socks?
I wouldn't do that.
Wait.
No, I wouldn't do that. That's bad.
I think I've probably still got
dog and cat hair on my socks.
No, he doesn't have paper towels.
I don't know what you're saying to me.
Get in here and shut the door. You know how to open the door during the recording.
I'm cleaning up.
Motherfucker, he's trying to clean up a mess he made.
Right,
you want
there
me to just leave it? To fester?
Yes, that's exactly what he wants.
No, that's gross. They get to hear the sound of me mopping.
Fine.
I can tell you, that's something we haven't done yet.
No, it's...
Son of a bitch. Well, at least he didn't get in on any of the guitars. I definitely would have been pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
Like, two of them were mine. But they're all the way over there.
Yeah, I keep them in the safe spot for you.
My sock.
Like a fucking dog?
Yes! Fuck you!
I really wish I could see this right now. If I had a rubber band now.
I would hurt you. Bro, I went the entire 4.5 day without a knife on me. I felt naked.
Did you?
Yes. I left my knife here.
Who made those little horns in school?
I should have known not to have
a rubber band fold a piece of paper.
Yeah, spread your
knife.
Small, and then...
Oh, don't fucking mop it closer to the carpet, you fucking asshole.
Yo, that mop stinks, man.
You stink.
Did you didn't wring it out?
Yes, I did.
It's not like a insult to you or anything. It's his mop.
Yeah.
It fucking smells like anus.
Oh, it left poop particles on the floor.
See?
Definitely mud.
It's what?
Definitely mud, and that's why it stinks, because I've been having to mop up fucking mud for the last week and a half.
Yeah, fucking G.I. Joe over just here running around the fucking building, cutting off all the pipes.
I have a solution, just don't mop next time.
He always mops. He mops like once a week.
You?
Okay, that's enough. Just stop.
I need to get a vacuum for my
He's going to do it himself later.
Yeah.
Yep. Sorry. With his tongue.
Yeah. You're banned from the beer now.
Whoa.
Okay, I'm pissed he dropped one of mine, but I'm not that big of an asshole. That's why I bought a 24-pack. You might want to move your foot. There you go. Yeah, this is still the same fucking pack I brought last time.
Yeah, you guys used to kill a lot in the first few episodes.
Yeah, it's you guys. But now it's just me.
It used to be like 50 or 60 cans there.
Well, it's because homie that normally sits across from me, who's not here today, asshole!
Yeah, he's off babysitting his godson.
You're babysitting here. I'm so happy no one made me their god. Whatever.
It's kind of an honor thing, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm not that committed. Not the kids, anyways.
Clearly. That's why nobody ever made you their godfather.
Nobody likes kids. Who likes kids here?
Despise kids.
I feel like that's a trick question.
Do you like kids?
Other people's kids? Oof.
Yeah.
Especially if they're like just the noisy little brats that have that attitude.
Those
are the ones I want.
Everybody's kids just seem to be raised wrong.
Babies?
Yes.
Babies are great, right? Because, like, they don't fucking be mean. They don't punch you in the dick.
And you don't have the urge to slap them.
Right? I mean, sometimes if it's 2 a.m. and they wake up crying, you're like, shut the fuck up, bet! But not that I've ever done that to a baby, ever.
I have.
But, like, all you gotta do for a baby is, like, feed it, change its fucking diaper, and yeah, that's it. That's literally it, right?
Put on Baby Shark umpteen thousand times, because that's the only thing.
No, that won't happen. That's going to be banned.
That's what happened to me.
But see, when they reach, like, the terrible twos all the way to, like, 7, when they're snotty-nosed and dirty, and they've got, like, the dirt mustache, but with little snot streaks coming down, you know what I'm talking about? And they walk up, and they're like, ha! And they think it's funny to just punch you in the dick for no reason. You're like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, you're supposed to grab them and throw them to the ground. They cry.
Throw them out the window.
I tried to throw my overprotected cousin while I was home on leave in the trash, but there we go.
I've done that. I used to walk around with my retarded little brother in a backpack.
The fuck?
You had a backpack retard?
You just get a large backpack, you zip him up, his head's out, he's just like...
Are you trying to...
So you treated him like a Beverly Hills Chihuahua, is what you're telling me?
No, he was trying to cosplay as Luke Skywalker and his brother was Yoda.
I've seen Star Wars once, and it was probably like 3 years ago, and other than that...
That's why you're fucking lame.
How does Sergeant Major still love you?
Exactly! Does he even know?
No.
Oh, he gonna find out tomorrow. Hey, Sergeant Major, guess what?
Yeah, then
I get tackled to the ground.
Then I get
hey, your boy doesn't like Star Wars.
I didn't say I didn't like Star Wars. Did you think that, like,
he said Star Trek's better.
He just disowns you
Never seen Star Trek.
I couldn't get into it.
Beat me up, Scotty.
I get the reference.
I couldn't get into it. There's not enough violence.
No, yeah, there's not enough death.
Yeah.
Also, it's kind of got
Started watching The Book of Boba Fett.
I don't really watch Disney.
You're just looking at a book?
It's like an audiobook, but with your eyes.
I'm going to pour beer all over that computer.
See, that would be way worse than what I did.
Yeah,
mine was at least
also owe me like $6,000.
$6,000?
Yeah, with all the fucking apps and fucking
all my fucking shit in there. Like, you owe me a lot of fucking money. That shit expires, man. Get the fuck away from my fucking microphone. You're gonna fucking light my microphone on fire?
I'm gonna light your mic. It was far enough away.
I'm gonna beat the fuck out of you.
That's not very nice.
You guys, ASMR, let's go.
No!
God. Fucking.
What? You said ASMR?
No, yeah, about me beating the fuck out of you.
That's not ASMR, that's just them hearing you beat
that's
the shit out of
you. You know, I think I could fall asleep to that.
That is literally just audible. Kind of fucking hurt.
driving to work. That part comes on.
Stop! I was abused as a kid. It's not funny.
Flashbacks. Ah!
Oh god, this PTSD is triggered.
PTSD from what, your dad beating you?
Oh god.
No, my dad went to the VA recently, and there was this kid, probably like 23.
You're the abusive one in this relationship. Get him back.
This kid's 23, and he's claiming disability from PTSD from basic, and he didn't even complete it.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I would have beat the fuck out of that kid.
Drill sergeants yelled at me.
I would have beat the fuck out of the kid in the VA to at least give him something to claim.
What's the worst beating you ever took?
Worst beating?
Yeah.
Just now when you punched me in the face.
That's it?
Pussy. My mom would use a wooden spoon on me. And all you fucking snowflakes at home, don't be fucking calling the authorities. It's called discipline.
What, she break it?
It broke across my ass one day and I laughed.
So the question is...
So the wooden spoon evolved into a plastic spoon.
Oh, that fucking... I've done that.
Holy fuck,
the question
dude.
Is did they hit your cheeks or like in the nerve part right below your cheeks?
Right above.
Yes.
Right above.
Right above the
right
cheeks?
Above
right on the back?
Hurts. Yeah.
No, right here.
That, no, right above.
Don't mind the wet.
So
I'm just
bad.
Showing on my butt right now. But like right here.
Yeah, you're like trying to slam your dick into his face.
You want some?
Anybody else? What's
I don't think
worst?
He wanted a Tic Tac.
I'm not really
Hey, what am I, a porn star?
Yeah, of course you would. Of course you would.
I was a good kid.
Look at him. He was never beat. That makes so much sense.
That's why his handwriting's shit.
Thank you. Somebody said it. I was waiting. I'm like, come on, somebody say it.
You could have said it too.
No, I can't say all the jokes.
Oh, God. You always make the setups for the jokes. You don't ever make jokes.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, because the setups...
And when you try, you fail.
Yeah.
I got setups. That's all I got. You're like my life.
It's a setup?
What?
Yeah, for
what
failure.
What the fuck? Oh, my God.
See?
That wasn't a joke. That
no,
was just a reality.
Oh, why did I come back?
Because you love pizza.
There's
what,
pizza?
No.
Oh, fucking
asshole.
Why would you hype me up like that? I got excited.
But there could be pizza if we get sponsored.
Who the fuck?
Damn it.
No, I'm a realist, motherfucker. You better call it Domino's.
I'm pretty sure more than 8 people, not including the cast and crew, have to listen to us to get sponsored.
More than 8 people?
I'm interested to figure out who are the ones that fucking, like, download.
There's
yeah,
like
so.
3. There's like 3 people.
Basically, anybody we've told, hey, check this out, it's funny, and they'll hear like an episode or two, they'll be like, that was funny, but it was also dumb as shit, and then not listen to it.
Yeah, it's a
and
different,
it's, like,
it's a different 3 people every time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, for those of you listening,
we have one
we have
and it's you.
For those of you listening, we have a Facebook page.
We do.
Go on there, follow, like, fucking post shit on the wall.
That's
awesome. Someone from my platoon in basic liked it. Surprising.
We've gotten a good amount of likes, yeah.
Did they post anything on the wall?
Don't think so.
No?
Well, or is it
fucking
a...
useless!
We got
man,
20...
That's so messed up.
We got 21 likes on our Facebook page.
Was it you signing in on 21 different profiles?
Yes, it was.
I'm not that committed.
No, I've got 5,000 bots.
Jesus.
Even the 5,000 bots don't want to.
Yeah, the bots are like, do I?
If I really want to.
I think I'd rather go follow Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
That would be pretty dope.
That bots?
No. Call it a fucking collab with Joe Rogan. What?
You're talking about collabs and we're literally barely producing.
God damn it, I've been pre-gaming. Fuck off.
Our producer won't upload, so.
I will too upload.
What? I spilled the last one. Trust me on that?
I know you did. It's okay.
Aw, oh, forgive
on,
us.
On that note, I don't forgive you, you're a piece of shit, and I hope you die.
That's fair enough, but I love you.
Homos.
I love you guys.